RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So raise your hand if you've ever had acupuncture. Just what I thought. A whole lot of people haven't had it yet, and I bet you don't even know what it really does. Well, we're going to be talking about one unique thing it does, and that's that it helps hot flashes in women with breast cancer. Who knew? And of course, our go-to person is Dr. Mao. Dr. Mao Xingyi, who is, oh my gosh, there's so many things here. I don't even know where to begin. He's a licensed acupuncturist, a diplomat of Chinese herbology, a diplomat in anti-aging. He's also got a PhD. I could go on for maybe an hour and a half. And he is our go-to person when we have topics like this where we really want to expand our knowledge base on something as amazing as acupuncture. So, Dr. Mao, welcome to Her Radio again. And tell
us,
first of all, whoa, this is so cool. This whole issue of women, breast cancer, hot flashes, and acupuncture. Help us walk through this. Start with acupuncture.
Sure. Well, acupuncture has been used for 5,000 years continuously as part of Chinese medicine, which includes herbal therapy, nutrition, meditation, and many other techniques. But acupuncture is well known in America for pain. However, a lot of people don't realize is that it's very effective for hot flashes as well, and not just for women with breast cancer, but we're going to talk about why it's so unique for women with breast cancer. But it really does help women get through menopause much more comfortably.
Interesting. Okay, and so, you know, it's interesting. Of course, I was the first senior research fellow in the Office of Alternative Medicine, the National Institutes of Health. And from the very beginning, I've been fascinated with, you know, what acupuncture actually does in the body with these, you know, meridia, this whole issue of energy flow in a very different way. So now let's look specifically at how acupuncture helps hot flashes in women with breast cancer. What happens here?
Well, so with women with breast cancer, and many times, you know, 85% of all breast cancer patients in America deals with a estrogen receptor positive cancer. What that means is they have too much estrogen, and that's what fueled the cancer growth. Well, obviously, in this case, when you start to go through menopause and have hot flashes, well, you can't use hormones, which is what the go-to, you know, sort of drug treatment.
Therapy.
Or antidepressants. So in this case, acupuncture is totally free of side effects. There are no issues with estrogen. And so what we're merely doing is we're working with the vasomotor response so that it can help to relax the blood vessels, because when they dilate, boy, the heat just goes through the roof. Number two, it also blocks the cortisol. And the cortisol and adrenaline are constantly released in order to kind of, you know, as a result of the low estrogen state. And so we can block that and increase endorphins, dopamine, serotonin. So it really helps not just reduce the temperature, but also help women sleep, regulate their moods. There's a lot of other benefits that studies have come out and support that.
Yeah, I mean, I just really think that this has to get out there, not just with women who have breast cancer, but women in general. I think a lot of women out there feel kind of hopeless when it comes to hot flashes per se, and they're not feeling that, you know, the medical system is really there for them in a big way. So I really think that this actually allows for an option that is accessible. Now, here's a question. Does insurance reimburse for acupuncture?
About 50% of insurance companies out there, depending on your policy and your exclusions. But yes, many of our patients, for example, we have three offices here in the LA area and 10 doctors. And I would say this is a really big part of our practice, is women's health and as well as menopausal management of symptoms. And so I'd say over 50% of our patients get reimbursed. And they're, you know, again, we can make them a whole lot more comfortable, transition women through this time. And interestingly, there was a study that showed acupuncture, the results of it was similar to antidepressants like gabapentin, but actually has longer durability without side effects or complications, which you know, the drugs do have. And so it's something that I think many of our patients would agree that, hey, you know what, I'm getting relief without the typical side effects that come with other drug treatments.
How amazing. Do you ever use herbal treatments as an adjunct or maybe in place of acupuncture at your wonderful centers?
Yes, we do. That's a big part of what we do as well. As I mentioned earlier, acupuncture is actually a small part of the larger medicine called Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine. And so herbal therapy, nutrition, and there are some very effective herbs for different kind of symptomology. And nutrition, I just tell people, you know, eat more beans because you've got lignans, which are phytosterols that actually will help you with some of this regulation. So, you know, I mean, in my book, Second Spring, it's a book specifically written for women to rejuvenate at midlife and beyond. I have recipes in there as well as all kinds of ways that women can, you know, help them at home.
Oh, how interesting. I just love that. And I really like, you know, using Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine was sort of the first medicine package that I became familiar with as sort of an integrative package. So you're looking at mind, spirituality, you're looking at nutrition, you're looking at physical movement, you're looking at signs in the body and energy flow in the body in a way that's very, very foreign to Western medicine. And are you using this also as an adjunct or complementary with Western medicine as well?
It's a completely complementary. We work with patients, gynecologists, as well as oncologists to make, you know, kind of put together a plan so that in particularly women with breast cancer, they're taking their estrogen blockers and we're helping to make it possible for them to stay on it because some of them side effects are so great. So it's completely integrative and complementary. You don't need to do one over the other. It's do both. And that way you get the best of both worlds.
I think that that's fabulous. I remember when the Office of Alternative Medicine, which is now the National Center for the Study of Complementary and Alternative Medicine, good Lord, you know, you stick around long enough and the titles get longer and longer at the National Institutes of Health. But back when it first started up, when I was there, you know, if you mention acupuncture, you got that raised eyebrow and it's like, you know, well, this isn't evidence-based science. Well, Dr. Mao, things have changed quite a bit, haven't they? Now you have acceptance on the part of Western physicians. And not obviously every single one of them. And one of the reasons why is they've never had it. They've never been trained to understand it. And they haven't experienced it. And so they kind of stay in this place of, you know, lack of knowledge. But I'd say the rest of them are like, bring it on. I mean, what's the possible harm? And I have seen nothing but good come out of it. I love it. I absolutely, completely love it. I want everyone to please move on over to Dr. Mao's website, The Tao of Wellness. That's T as in Tom, A-O, of wellness.com to learn more about his fabulous work and the centers in Los Angeles, because I think if you can access someone like this, then you are one lucky lady. That's all I can say. And Dr. Mao, thank you once again for being on Her Radio and for helping us. Ah, this is all great. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Shoot your questions over to us at askher@radiomd.com. Whatever you do, stay well.